And earlier, Alex mentioned another brain chemical, dopamine. We know that dopamine, as well as being involved in reward, is very frequently involved in addiction. So if love brings on a rush of dopamine to particular areas of the brain, is it possible that successful long-term relationships may be down to people simply being addicted to each other? Well, a study by Bianca Acevedo and colleagues in 2012 showed that people who, after 21 years of marriage and still being very, very happily in love, when they were shown pictures of their other halves, had areas of the brain lighting up in a pattern resembling drug addiction. So it really could be that those that stay in love are just addicted to one another. Romantic, in some sense, I suppose. And if you'd like to explore this topic further, visit our What is Love? Naked Scientist special, which was broadcast on Valentine's Day, where falling in love and staying in love is examined further at thenakedscientists.com. This is the Naked Neuroscience Podcast with me, Hannah Critchlow. And coming up, we'll be hearing from Dr. Greg Jeffries, finding out about how the brain differs between male and female fruit flies, and how a simple circuit switches on copulation. But first, it's time to take a look at the top stories from this month.